Hi there, buckaroos. This is Ken Maynard at the Diamond K. And that was Tarzan joining me and saying hello. About this time, we get to looking forward to seeing you drop around to the tack room for a bit of palaver and a story about hidden gold, some lost mine, or about some colorful character of the West. It's mighty interesting how gold and buried treasure have become associated with the Southwest. But then you're apt to find a lost treasure most anywhere. Might be one in your backyard, for all you know. But don't get out of the shovel and start digging. I don't think your mother and dad would like finding a lot of new holes in a petunia bed or under that new fence. I'll give you an idea of how this whole treasure business started as soon as we've had a word from my announcer.
From the tack room of Ken Maynard's Diamond K Ranch, we're bringing you stories of adventure. Stories of circus life, fascinating transcribed tales of the Old West, where cowboys still follow the cattle trails. Stories of rodeos and parades, colorful legends of the red man, hidden gold, and buried treasure. The exciting tales from the Diamond K are told by Hollywood's champion of Western stars, internationally famous Ken Maynard. Now, Ken has a real thriller in store for you today, buckaroos, just like he said a minute ago. And speaking of thrills, can you imagine Ken coming right into your living room and saying hello to you personally? Boy, what a thrill. And that's not all. No, sir. After Ken speaks directly to you, he'll tell you two of his favorite stories about the Wild West. Now, of course, many of you know I'm talking about the Ken Maynard personalized record album that you can have for your very own. Now, you can't buy it at any store. No, sir. This is Ken's own Diamond K brand record album. It's all in color with a big picture of Ken and Tarzan right on the front and a wonderful story about Ken on the back, too. And inside are two big 8-inch unbreakable phonograph records made of expensive pure vinylite. Ken and Tarzan's picture is right on the record, too. And here's the best part of all. When you put the record on your phonograph, you'll hear Ken talking right to you with a personalized message. Why, Ken will say,
"Hello, Erastus," or "Hello, Mose,"
or whatever your name is. This Ken Maynard album will be your very own and nobody else's. And here's all you do. Just put a dollar bill in your name and address in an envelope and send it to Records in care of this radio station. Isn't that amazing? Why, you get two wonderful records with two real Western stories, all in a beautiful colored album for only $1. Send in right now, kids, and just wait till you see how surprised your friends will be when you play the records and Ken speaks right to you personally. They're standard 78 RPM speed records. Ask Mom and Dad about it. To play on the regular kind of phonograph that everybody's used for years. So send your name and address now to Records in care of this station and enclose just a little old $1 bill. Be the first in your neighborhood to own a real Ken Maynard personalized record album. Now, Ken.
Back about 1536, a long, long time ago, let me see, that would be well over 400 years back. A party of Spaniards were exploring some of the barren lands down along the Gulf of California. These Spaniards had found plenty worth hunting for in Mexico, and they were investigating new possibilities. They hadn't seen anybody for days, so you can well imagine how surprised they were when they saw some folks approaching. They were prepared in case those coming weren't friendly, and when they got near, they saw one of the strangest sights you could imagine. There was an old man, with practically no clothes on, but his long hair and beard served as some cover. They wouldn't have known he was a white man until he started to talk. And with him was a Moor, an African fellow called Esteban, or Stephen. They had about 10 or 12 Indians with them, too. The white man said his name was Cabeza de Baca, said he was a Spaniard, and that his ship had been wrecked off the coast of Florida. You can see, buckaroos, that was a long way off, for here he was now clear on the other side of the continent at the Pacific Ocean. Well, as you can imagine, this Cabeza de Baca fellow had quite a story to tell about trekking across the country, living with and fighting off the Indians and almost starving to death. A lot can happen in 8 years, and that's what it had taken him, 8 long years to get across. Well, now here was a fellow who had surely done a lot of scouting, and the Spaniards realized he might be of some help to them, great deal of help. So they went out of their way to be accommodating, offering him food and drink and being as polite as you please. Among all the places he's passed through, this Cabeza de Baca seemed to have been the most impressed by a group of 7 cities. Of course, they couldn't compare in size with what we'd call a city today, but I guess they were pretty crowded, the way he talked. Anyway, he said the people there wore fine clothes, lived in great palaces, and the sapphires and turquoises they had, not to mention the gold, well, there was just no limit to the stuff. You can well imagine how interested the Spaniards got. They began pumping Baca for fair about what he called the seven cities of Cibola. Well, believe me, that surely started a rush. But to do the thing right, an expedition had to be organized. The first was led by a fine-looking adventurer by the name of Francisco Vasquez Carnada, probably one of the biggest and most elaborate expeditions ever made in the whole of North America. Why, according to reports, it included about 300 Spaniards, 1,000 Indians, and about 1,000 or more extra horses. They took along whole herds of sheep and swine for food, driving them along behind the main group so the smell wouldn't be so bad. Of course, they had the best guns available at the time, but more important, in case of a fight, they had about the bloodthirstiest band of cutthroats you could imagine. Yes, sir, they were prepared for anything. Carnada chose as his chief scout Stephen, or Esteban, the same fellow who had been with Baca. He should know the territory if anybody did. Carnada told Stephen to let him know how he was making out through a series of secret signals. Stephen was to send back a small black cross if the reports of the wealth in the cities was not exaggerated, and the cross was to be proportionally larger if things were better than expected. I'll tell you what Stephen sent back in just a minute. Well, let's just come along a fast 400 years to today, and while we rest just a minute, let me interrupt the story to tell you about something I'm mighty proud of. Have you heard about my K-shirt? It's a real Western shirt that a friend of mine designed especially for me. It's sort of like a T-shirt, you know, in nice cotton about the color of desert sand, with a flaming red Diamond K brand centered on the front. And it's got our picture on it, too, me and Tarzan. Well, the kids in my neighborhood took a fancy to it and wanted one like it, so my friend made them up special. Kid said I ought to tell you about them, so that's what I'm doing. If you figure you'd like to have a K-shirt like I wear when I'm practicing tricks and fooling around, I'll see that you get one if you drop me a note. Fellow said he'd fix you up with one for only a dollar, and that sure surprised me. Just name your size, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, or 12, and if you want a K-shirt like mine, just send me your name and address and the size, and slip a dollar bill in the envelope, too, and send it to K-shirt in care of this station. You remember I was telling you how Carnada was waiting to hear from his scout, Stephen? The size of the cross sent back was to give an idea of the wealth they could expect to find in those seven cities. Well, word finally came back that the message was on its way, and everybody was out peering in the distance, each wanting to be the first to catch sight of the messenger. Well, buckaroos, you can just imagine what Carnada said when he saw what the man was bringing. A cross as tall as a man. As a tall man at that. The order was given at once to advance with all speed. On and on, the great expedition moved across the desert and into the mountains and across the desert again. It was no small task moving that number of men and all that equipment, not to mention the sheep and swine back there in the rear. And although Carnada was hoping to get some more detailed information from Stephen, none came. Still on and on they went, driven as one can only by that lust for gold. Well, they'd been moving for some time, and they didn't begin to find those golden cities. The men started grumbling and fighting among themselves, and Carnada was hard put, maintaining order. Remember, he had a tough bunch of hombres to handle. At first, Carnada kept the real meaning of the cross from the men, letting them believe it was just good news. But when he told them what it really meant, it didn't have the effect he'd hoped for. The men began deserting, wanting first pickings. But do you know, buckaroos, though Carnada searched and searched, all he found was the mud-walled cities of the Zuni Indians in what is now Arizona, and never a trace of the seven golden cities of Cibola, with the streets paved with sapphires and turquoises. When his guides and interpreters asked the Indians about the fabulous cities, they would nod their heads and point to the horizon. There was also talk of the Grand Quivira, a place where the plates, the jugs and bowls, and even the water jars were made of gold. So Carnada went on and on and on, 1,000 miles across the mountains and cracked lands where the water was so scarce the ground's surface broke into huge cracks, like the lips of a man dying of thirst. And the Grand Quivira turned out to be a mirage that melted into the desert, like the stray drops from a dripping canteen. Yes, sir, buckaroos, Carnada searched and searched, but he found nothing. Not even a trace of Stephen, who had led him on with this fabulous promise. And no one has ever come upon the answer. Was the whole story of Cabeza de Baca a false one, dreamed up in the mind of a man possibly crazed by 8 years of hazardous wandering? Maybe he believed it himself. The mind plays queer tricks on a fellow now and then. Or maybe he thought it was the only way to keep from being killed by the Spaniards who found them. And it's just possible that Stephen, afraid of being killed too, if they found out the truth, had to keep up the falsehood. But why, when he was safely away, did he send back such a huge cross? Was that his final joke on the Spaniards, or what? But believe me, Buckaroos, no matter what happened, it surely hasn't kept folks from looking for that wealth ever since. And that's one of the reasons why the Southwest is one of the most dug-over places in the world. It seems folks just won't stop looking for those seven lost cities of Cibola, where the streets are paved with gold, and the sapphires and turquoise are so numerous the boys play marbles with them.
Well, that seems almost a little incredulous, if you don't mind my using a big word, Ken. And you know, I've learned a lot of history from you today that I never got in school, I must confess. You know, that was really a humdinger of a story. I felt like I was really there during all those far-off years in the days of Coronado and his search for the seven cities of Cibola. And say, kids, how would you like to have Ken really there, right in your living room any time you want? Why, it's just like having Ken in person when you own one of his wonderful Diamond K record albums made especially for you. You remember what I told you earlier? You get a whole record album. There are four sides. That's two complete Ken Maynard Western stories in a beautiful album for only a dollar. What do we mean by four sides? Well, we mean there are two records, and each record has two sides, and two makes four. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Yes, sir, you get these two wonderful, beautiful vinylite records for only a dollar. And both the album and the records have colored pictures of Ken and Tarzan blazing right across the front. Now, don't forget, these records are personalized with a message from Ken just for you, and he'll call you by name. Or if you want to give these records to a friend as a gift, send us the name of the friend, and Ken will say hello to the friend the same as he will to you. Now, as we said, these are real high-quality records made from pure vinylite, the finest material that money can buy. It's impossible to break one of these wonderful records, and you can play them over and over as many times as you want. So be sure to send your name and address right now to Records in care of this radio station. Enclose a dollar bill. The records and the album will be sent right to you, postage prepaid from Hollywood. Hurry now. The quicker you write, the sooner you'll have your Western record album to hear and enjoy. Now let's get back to Ken and have him tell us what his next story is going to be.
Well, Buckaroos, maybe you know now a little more about the early beginnings of treasure hunting in one of my favorite sections of the country. Of course, that includes Texas. Mustn't forget Texas, huh, Tarzan? Anyway, I hope you'll be sending for your K-shirts and personalized record albums, and we'll be showing up here at the tack room of the Diamond K next time I get in the mood for yarn spinning, when I'll tell you the story about unburied treasure. This is your old saddle pal, Ken Maynard and Tarzan, saying so long.
You've been listening to Tales from the Diamond K, stories of adventure told by Ken Maynard, a nationally famous cowboy and Hollywood's champion of Western stars. We hope you're one of the regular visitors to Ken's tack room. You know the door's always open here at the Diamond K Ranch every weekday at this same time. Invite your friends to come along for a trip into the adventures of the Wild, Wild West, and we bet Mom and Dad will enjoy these stories, too. Ken is a real riding, roping, shooting cowboy who's traveled all over the world looking for excitement and lost treasure, starring in circuses, rodeos, and motion pictures, and he's chock full of rootin', tootin' stories. He'll be looking for you. Tales from the Diamond K was transcribed and produced in Hollywood.